The Justice Department is suing California over three immigration laws the state passed. The laws are often referred to as sanctuary laws and, in part, keep business owners and local law enforcement from assisting or alerting federal immigration agents in finding and detaining those who are in the country illegally. In an ironic twist, the Trump administration based the lawsuit on one that was filed in 2010 to challenge SB 1070. Joining me now to talk more about this is Jude Joffe Block. She's a journalist in Phoenix and a New America Fellow. Jude, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
So what do these so-called sanctuary laws actually do?
So, you know, over the past several years, California has passed a number of policies that are friendly towards immigrants. And, you know, the Justice Department is arguing that three of them really are a deliberate effort to obstruct the United States' abilities to enforce federal immigration law. So one of them is it prevents local law enforcement from notifying ICE when an undocumented immigrant is going to be released from jail. Another one protects, it limits what employers can voluntarily tell ICE if ICE is wanting to inspect their employees' records to see if they're in the country legally. And the third one allows the California Attorney General to inspect facilities where immigrants are detained in federal custody in the state. And the Justice Department sees that as an intrusion.
Now, Jude, you're obviously a big part of coverage of Arizona's SB 1070 as it worked its way through the courts here and then ultimately to the U.S. Supreme Court. How does the ruling that the Supreme Court laid out in that case affect the lawsuit that the Trump administration is now using against California?
Yeah, well, I think that's one of the really interesting things about what we're seeing, because obviously this is a flipped situation where Arizona saw that felt the federal government wasn't doing enough to enforce immigration laws and passed SB 1070, this sweeping bill that had a number of provisions in it to do state-level enforcement of immigration law. And what we saw happen was the Obama administration, the Justice Department, came in and sued and said, basically, this preempts federal law, that the federal government has the authority to enforce immigration law, and the states can't do it. And what we saw was a landmark decision in 2012 from the Supreme Court, which Justice Kennedy wrote the majority opinion and saying, basically, Arizonans might be frustrated, but the state can't pursue policies that undermine federal law. And the Supreme Court in that ruling wound up striking down three of the provisions from SB 1070 that they said went too far. And so what's interesting in this case is now we see, even under a very different situation with a federal government that's trying to enforce immigration law, saying California is impeding on its ability to do that, that it's undermining federal law, the same argument that basically that we saw in Arizona. And we see that Arizona case cited a couple of times in the complaint that Sessions filed yesterday.
And as you say, it's interesting because it is almost the exact opposite argument that the Justice Department is now making, that what Arizona is making. At the end, though, it still comes down to sort of this struggle between state powers and responsibility and federal powers and responsibilities. How might this ultimately play out, do you think?
Well, I think it'll be really interesting to watch. Obviously, you know, whoever wins at the district court in Sacramento from this case, it'll go next to the Ninth Circuit, which will be an interesting test because, you know, obviously the Ninth Circuit sided with the arguments against SB 1070 when they had to do with Arizona, but it's a progressive circuit. Will they uphold California's laws? So it'll be really interesting to see. I think either way, for political reasons, I think both sides of this lawsuit have a lot to gain. You know, California Democratic politicians who pass these laws want to remain committed to their mandate of being friendly to immigrants, or their commitment to being friendly to immigrants. And I think the Trump administration wants to, has been, you know, from day one sending a message that it has no tolerance for sanctuary cities. It's been trying to force local jurisdictions to cooperate with federal immigration goals. And so they have a lot to gain as well by, you know, by filing this lawsuit, even regardless of what the ultimate legal outcome is. There are some political gains on both sides.
All right. Certainly, as you say, lots to keep our eyes on going forward. That's Jude Joffe-Blanc, a journalist here in Phoenix and a New America Fellow. Jude, good to talk to you as always. Thank you.
You too. Thanks.